If I have the ability to talk to everything, I ask this, who are you? He will tell me, I'm John, okay? But who are you? Where do you come from? Oh, I'm from China. And what do you do? This, I am a walking stick. I have my role. And then I can talk to this fan. What's your name? Fanny. Okay, Fanny, what do you do? I turn around and around. People keep cool. I talk to this thing. What's your name? My name is loudspeaker. Okay, where do you come from? Again, come from China. Today, many things come from China. And what do you do? I magnify the voice, the sound, so people can hear. So what is this? Oh, my name is Epson. A certain code. And then, what do you do? I'm a projector. I project the image. So it seems everything got their name. And it seems everything means something. But if I ask you, who are you? How would you answer me? Would you just give me your name? If you tell me I'm Lucas, Lucas what? If you tell me you're even your surname, so who is Lucas? Is it Fang? Who is Lucas Fang? Still, I'm not happy with just a name. You see, everything, it seems everything has some meaning in it, isn't it? This is a projector, it has a meaning. This is the walking stick, it has a purpose. This is a stand, it has a purpose. And Lucas Fang, what does Lucas Fang do? Well, if you go to the government, when you sign something, they'll ask you, show me your license. If you have a number, or my driving license number is AB 123456. Okay? So, okay, the government knows about you with a number. But you are more than a number. So people may ask you, who are you? Oh, you don't know me. My father is so-and-so. My mother is so-and-so. I'm the grandson of Mr. Fang. And then, oh, so you are the grandson. So you are the son. Then people know about your relationship with someone else. So they try to know more about you. Or how would you introduce yourself? Who are you? Just a name? A number? You are the son or the daughter of so-and-so? Everything has a role. This projector has a role. This walking stick has a role. It helps people to walk. This loudspeaker has a role. And what is your role? Why are you here? Don't tell me everything has a purpose. The fan has a role. The table has a role. Even the wood beam has a role. The air conditioner has a role. This thing has a purpose. And you tell me you mean nothing? No, you have a role. And what is your role? You may say, I'm a student. Okay, you study. After you study, and then what? You may say, oh, after study, I may be an accountant, I may be a doctor. Or right now, I'm not aiming that high. I'm happy to be a cleaner or just a driver. Or maybe if you want aim higher, I want to be a CEO of a company. Or you have a higher dream, I want to be Prime Minister of Australia. So how do you, when you think of yourself, not just a name, not just a number, not just your family, this is a very simple and yet important question. Who are you really? Another question, where do I come from? Is that important? Actually, it's quite important. When we know your origin, then we know. Where do you come from? I'm from China. Or maybe I'm from Hong Kong. If you are a citizen of America, if you got in trouble in Middle East, he's an American. Anything happen, go to the American embassy. Then the American government stands behind you. If you got in trouble, the government will ask for, hey, what happened to my citizen? What did you do to him? So the government will speak for you. That means you may mean nothing insignificant in people's eye, but who is behind you? Do you belong to someone important? You may be nobody, but your father may be somebody. My father is the Prime Minister. Oh, nice to know you. But if your father is another person unknown to me, people may don't take care of you. They don't mind who you are. So when people know where do you come from, they may try to know your origin. But where do you come from? Is it just from your mother's womb? As I grow up as a young man, I start to think more. I'm not happy with, I'm just coming from my mother's womb. Where do people come from? I want to know the origin. I want to find the meaning of my life. Everything seems to have a purpose. The projector, loudspeaker, the table, the fan. When I point to you, Ivan, what is your role? Where do you come from? Don't tell me about it's just from your mother's womb. Don't just tell me, but what about why you are here? What is the purpose? Oh, my mother brought me here. Everything seems to have a meaning. Everything seems to have a purpose. How about you? Why are you here? What is your role? What is your purpose? Do you have a mission here? Now let me do some demonstration. Guess what kind of animal I'm mimicking. Anyone guess? Ivan? No? What? You don't know. I try again harder this time. Any idea? I would describe my previous life as something like this. What do I look like? Jessica? Some kind of animal in the ocean. Jellyfish, yes. If you ask a jellyfish, where do you come from? I don't know. I don't care. Why are you here? Oh, the currents brought me here. Where are you going? I don't know. The currents will drift me along. So I just follow the current. Looking back at my previous life, before I become a Christian, I feel I'm like a jellyfish. I don't know what the meaning of life is. I'm just drifted by the world. when everybody is studying civil engineering, studying computer, maybe I should go that way. I drift along following what people say is good. When people say, let's go play basketball. Basketball. Sometimes when people say badminton, we go play badminton. I just follow my friends. I'm just looking for fun. Where there's fun, where there's something interesting, I just follow that. My life is no direction, just like the jellyfish. But once I become a believer, there is that one kind of animal in the ocean. I'll let you guess again. It has a strong purpose to go home. Anyone knows any? No one likes watching planet and documentary. Some kind of fish, they were born upstream. As they grow up, they go down to the sea. And when they grow up, they have a strong desire to swim back where they are from. No one knows? Salmon. When they swim up the river goes from the mountain to the sea like that. But when the salmon fish, when they grow up, they want to lay eggs. They swim up, go upstream, jump up the stream. And as they go jump up the stream, all the bears are waiting for them to catch them. You remember that kind of picture? The bears trying to get the salmon jumping upstream. To me, I have a purpose. In the past, I was jellyfish, but now I know where my home is. I have a purpose in the sea. It seems I'm free. People may say, I want freedom. Yes, you are free. Are you going anywhere? Nowhere to go. Is that freedom? Maybe. But I feel sorry for you. You don't have a purpose in your life. You don't have a direction in your life. You are purposeless in your life. I feel sorry for you. You don't have a goal in your life. But for the salmon, they have something inborn in them. They want to go home. For all Christians, we struggle. Yes, there are many difficulties in lives. Sometimes we get hurt. Sometimes we got attacked. But still, I struggle my way up. It's difficult, it's challenging, but I'm going to where my Father is. So to me, changing, life changing from jellyfish to salmon. Why I am here? I asked this question when I was 18, 19 years old. Not much older than you. I start to realize I want to know some answers. There are so many questions. What's for tomorrow? Is it everyone finished at the graveyard? Is that the finish line? Does it matter if I do good? If I study very hard, I achieve all this and I finish next to the one, my grave is next to the one who has achieved nothing. My grave may be just next to the criminal. We both die. He may enjoy a good life. I study my whole life, but we end up side by side in the ground. What does it mean? Emptiness. Wasting my time. Why should I be good if the finish line is all in the grave? What's for tomorrow? I wondered, does it matter if I work hard? If I don't study at all, tomorrow will come. But if I study very hard, tomorrow will come. Does it make any difference? I wondered. I wondered the effort I make each day, does it worth? What's for tomorrow? If there's something important affecting me, something I like, then I can prepare myself for tomorrow. So you see, everyone that relates to you, where do you come from? What is the meaning of your life? Why are you here? If you say projector has a meaning, the loudspeaker has a meaning, recorder has a meaning, the stand has a meaning, and you have no meaning in life. Because tomorrow, you maybe many tomorrows later, we lie in the grave. And my whole life means nothing to anyone. Is that life? Why? I want to know answers. I want to know why. How can I prepare myself? So that's why I feel lost. It seems freedom. I can do anything I want. I can go anywhere I want. Life offers me that. I have my feet. I can go anywhere. But where should I go? I have my hands. I can do many things. But what should I do? What is the most meaningful? Why I got my hand? The stand got legs. I got legs. How should I use my hand? How should you use my legs? How should I use my voice? I have my mind. How should I use my mind? I got my hands. I got my body. I don't know where I should go. Oh, I feel frustrated. I don't know about you. If you have the best sports car, it can run very fast, but you sit in the car and you have nowhere to go. You have a wonderful sports car, faster than anyone, very comfortable, very luxurious. But my friend, was your sports car just parked in the garage like waste metal? Like rubbish? If I got my body, how can I make the best use of my body? I start to ask questions. I don't know about you, young man, young woman. Do you feel the same way as I do? If you feel the same way, then you are feeling lost. If I'm coming from nowhere and going to nowhere, just like a sports car parked in the garage. Yes, all equipped. I studied very hard, got my distinctions, got all the qualifications. But how should I use my knowledge? To commit crime? To get more money? To get the girl I want? To get the house I want? What should I do with my skill or ability? What should I do with my time? I wondered. So not just about the past, the present, why I am here, what should I do? It's also about the future, the past, the present, the future, where I'm going. If I do all these things I think is meaningful, but what does it end up? Or I'm just waiting to die. Does it mean anything to you? Why are you here? Well, I'm just waiting to die. If I ask Ivan, why are you here? I have no purpose to live. Why don't you commit suicide? I'm not encouraging you to commit suicide. But life seems to be meaningless. Then why should I live? Some people say living is a suffering. The Buddhists, they think to live is to suffer. The best thing is to, just like a flame extinguished, disappeared. Then you no longer have to study, you no longer have to have any suffer. Because when you exist, many things you cannot possess, many discouragements, many painful things happen in life. So in the eyes of the Buddhist, to live is to suffer. To live is to avoid pain. Let go. Do I live like that? Do I have a purpose to live? So I got questions. I want answers. Who can tell me how did it all begin? There are so many philosophers. There are other questions. Let me put it out. Where did it all begin? There are many philosophers, wise men. They try to tell us. But where did the earth come from? Where do I come from? Why there are so many suffering? Why there are killings, murder, war, disease occur? All these bad things happen. When you see people die and you live in a comfortable Australia, when you think about the people in Gaza, think about the people in Iran, why do they suffer? They don't even have food. Many people die in Africa. Why? What went wrong with humanity? Why do people killing people? When can it stop? Why are so many wise people inventing all these machine guns, missiles, and they keep shooting each other? If there are so many problems, what can be done? How can this world be a better world? So many people offer me answers. Who can I trust? Different religion, different philosophers, telling me different answers. Whom can I trust? Where can I get the answer? So I look back when I thank God He has saved me. And in the Bible, actually, God provided us all the answers I need. Where do I come from? The Bible tells me, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. So there is one God. You can use all these four questions I put out just now and check on all the religions, check on all the wise men. Can they give you a good answer? To me, the Bible tells me how it all begins. When God created heaven and earth, that means He's the creator. He has a purpose. Just like everything has a purpose. Man created this projector, loudspeaker, table, stand, walking stick, chair. Man created all things. Well, make all things. They have a purpose because they have a plan. Each thing has a meaning. But how about me? Who created me? I created this table, the stand. I know the meaning. But when God created me, the Creator created me, there must be a meaning. So I need to find the Creator. Once I find the Creator, then He can give me the answer. Then, second question, what went wrong? Why bad things happened? And in Genesis 3, God told us what happens to man. The Garden of Eden, where man and the woman, the first man, Adam and Eve, they disobey God. And because of their disobedience, death comes to mankind. And not just to mankind, the curse also. Our disobedience brings curses on the ground. So man has to labor. That's why all the pollution, all this thing, all the sickness, all this disease comes to mankind. And in the not only death comes to mankind, we see the quality of life, man's and man's relationship. We saw how Adam put the blame on the woman and woman put the blame on the serpent. Now we see there's loss of love and trust with each other. And by the murder of Cain and Abel, we can see mankind's relationship got into trouble. there are jealousy, there are anger, there are hate, and there are murder. So all these bad things comes from disobedience with God. So the Bible provides us answers. What can be done? In Bible, it tells us the answer. But many philosophers, wise men, any religions, all the other religions, they say, oh, to solve the problem of suffering, you have to pray, you have to do good works, just to save yourself. You have to do all this to save yourself. But you can't change others. You can't change the world. So all this religion asks you to do something. You need to do something just to save yourself. But in the Bible, when I read the Bible, there's a whole plan. So the Bible is a book, not just telling me a story. It opens the project of redemption of God. In Bible Genesis, the first book, it talks about how God prepares step by step throughout history, how he tried to save men, to restore men to himself. I cannot find another book that has such a project laid out before me. So, the Bible tells us that God planned to save us. Whereas man's religion, no, you need to save yourself. But in Bible, God saves us. In Genesis, God, through the prophecy, he said the seed of the woman, that refers to Christ. Later on, we realized that. Will bruise the head of the serpent, will overcome Satan. That's why we see on the cross, Christ overcame death, overcame the power of sin and death. So it is already there. And in Genesis chapter 12, 15, and chapter 17, it talks about God promised that there will be a seed of Abraham. To the seed of Abraham, God will give them the land. And through the seed of Abraham, in New Testament, it clearly tells us that the seed of Abraham is singular and refers to Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ, blessing will come to all nations. So God lays out the whole salvation plan, put out in front of me. And in the 2 Samuel, when God promised David, the seed of David will be sitting on the throne. His kingdom will be everlasting. Ah, and again, the seed of Abraham, the seed of David. Abraham was the time about 2000 BC. The seed of David is about one, when God speaks to David, is about 1000 BC. So throughout history, 2000 BC, 1000 BC, and then Christ comes. Our project works out more than 2,000, 4,000 years, something like. And when Jesus came, so another half a 1,000 year, about 1,000 year later, Jesus came. And he saved, well, his name is called Jesus, because he saved his people from sin. Now, this is God show us that not just from death, but from sin. Sin causes death. So God, through the Bible, God show us the whole plan he has. Do you have know someone that more than 4,000 years old? 6,000 years old? No. No religion can lay out the full project, how this is going on, like that. And in Romans chapter 3, it says to us, all have sinned. Now the problem points out why we face death, because we have sinned. We have offended God. This is the problem of mankind. So, dear friends who are sitting here, who are not yet Christians, you are here. You have sinned against God. And your future will be facing punishment. Not just death, but eternal punishment. You are here. I have sinned. Caleb have sinned. Tim have sinned. Tim Tam have sinned. Ivan have sinned. I have sinned. Dong Dong have sinned. Eva have sinned. Lyndon have sinned. Rebecca have sinned. All have sinned. But thank God, those who have accepted Christ, being justified by His grace through the redemption of Jesus Christ. Now, I am saved. Are you saved? If my finish line is not at the grave, I have a new future in Christ. I have accepted the redemption of Jesus Christ. How about you? How about you, Kimberly? How about you, Ji Yan? You have sinned. Have you been justified by the grace of God? God loves you. Send His Son to die for you through the redemption of Jesus Christ. Thank God. My future, what happens tomorrow, was for tomorrow. Right now, I can serve God here on earth, share His words, to witness Him. I know my purpose. The projector has its purpose, loudspeaker has its purpose, walking stick has its purpose. Now I have a purpose. Jesus is my Lord. He saved me. And my future, I'm going to meet the Lord in the air. And we shall always be with the Lord. So by look in the Bible, I know my origin. God created an Adam and Eve. I know what happened because all have sinned. Not just Adam and Eve have sinned, I have sinned. What did God do? God sent His only Son to die on the cross, to redeem me. This is by His grace. I have accepted Him. So I have a purpose to live now. And I'm not afraid of death. I'm waiting for the Lord to come back, and we shall always be with the Lord. Whom can I trust? So many philosophers, so many religions. Why would you say, I can believe in the Bible? Well, obviously, someone that can show me a project, starting from the beginning of the world and tells me the whole plan for humankind. Can you find another God like that? I can't. Salvation is a continued running project throughout time from a living God. God is still working today. Not just 6,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, He made a promise to Abraham. 2,000 years ago, He made a promise to David. 2,000 years ago, Jesus came. Throughout history, He is still working, working, working. You can, if you say, how do I know the God of Israel is true? Look at the kingdom of Israel, the nation of Israel. He's still here. God is still protecting them as a witness. So the witness is here. So I know the project is going on. Just like when I go to a construction site, I can see the construction is continue to building up. So there must be someone guiding the project. Continue to go up. throughout history, I can see God is working. He changed my life. He changed his life and changed her life. God is still working. Can you still see God is working? Why do people go to baptism? God moves them, touch their hearts, change their life. God is a living God. He is working. Can you see? Can you see a living God doing things in your life? Just now, Matthew come out and share. He shared about the words in Joshua 1:9. God is still living, talking to him, talking to me, talking to friends. A living God. That's why I can believe in him. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 22 to 24, talks about Jesus. Talk about his miracles, his wonder, his signs. Because God has a foreknowledge that he will be crucified, he will be dying on the cross, and the third day he raised up from the dead. So throughout the life of Jesus, his whole life is a testimony of God is real. He can calm the sea, heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind. He can raise the one from the dead. All these signs, miracles recorded in the Bible. And his death and his crucifixion is in the prophecy. God told us already. So all this to me is become so clear evidence that God is a living God. Knowing him, I know who I am. Where do I come from? What is the meaning of me today? What, how should I live? What's for me for tomorrow? The whole is so clear. Every question seems to be answered. How about you? Or are you still lost? Are you still like jellyfish, floating around, drifting by the current? Or right now you become like a salmon? I'm going to serve my God. I'm going towards heaven to please him. One day I'll meet him. I'm homeward bound. I'm going home. What's your life? Who are you? Where are you going? Why are you here? What's for tomorrow for you? These simple questions and yet very deep for you to digest, my friend. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you are the answers of all the questions in life. In Jesus, we find the redemption. In Jesus, we find our sins forgiven. And you give us a new life, a new purpose. We thank you that for your work in our lives. And we pray for those who are not a Christian. We pray that you speak to them, open their eyes to see you are a real and a living God. Let them turn back to you to live a meaningful life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.